the Eastern Rite, the emphasis varies also on which commandments are the more important or less important.
Well, there I think it's a very cultural thing too. Having been in the Orient and heard confessions, I hear confessions on a regular basis of Koreans in the United States, and also this my Eastern Rite profs. They kind of intimated that in the West here, we are hung up on the big six. Thou shalt not commit adultery. But, you know, what you do for your parents or don't do for your parents is kind of secondary. But using that standard, though, people who have less testosterone are not going to be tempted that way, but they may do a better job of obeying their parents or looking after their families. Those who are a little higher charged, they may have more difficulties than a lot of other people. So who's to say who's following Christ and who isn't? But their emphasis, I think, on family in most instances is the thing that's so marvelous about it. And I think we're losing that, too, in our Western society, because there's a lot of satisfaction to be gained in just realizing how important family is.
Father Ed Cusera, a Benedictine monk from Illinois, was a U.S. military chaplain for many years. He is of Czech ancestry and so was ordained for both the Latin and the Byzantine rites within the Catholic Church. He is convinced that there is a very positive way in which the feel-good factor, which some people associate with sin, can actually be a good way to avoid sin. Father Ed explains.
Because there's satisfaction again. This keeps us away from sin. So instead of just saying, I won't do this, I won't do that, hey, this is fun doing this and doing that for other people. And the same thing, if the more you broaden your perspective of doing things for others, the less you care, because I feel good about myself, you know? Not that I don't do something, but I'm doing something. And I think, nowadays we need a positive message.
Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict stressed the importance of love. As Father Ed points out, Jesus himself didn't condemn the sinner. He merely told us not to sin again.
Our Holy Fathers, in the last two, including Pope Benedict, you know, they're stressing love, huh? It isn't, the sixth commandment, oh. But you read the Old Testament, you wonder, wait a minute, there's two standards here. Concubinage, prostitution, that's okay, huh? Then you go to the New Law and say, sure, Jesus says, don't do it again. You don't say, never have done it. He says, don't do it again. And, showed a more positive road to happiness in life.
Because God called us to goodness. He right. didn't call us to something negative.
No. even Adam and Eve on their way out of Eden, he says, you better work. Which is a positive thing. By the fruit of your hands, you're going to have to eat. And that's a good thing. He didn't say, now look, when you get kids, make sure they behave themselves. No, God didn't say that. Huh? And throughout history, the people blasphemed away against God in a way by seeking other gods, again, looking for satisfaction that they weren't finding in the following of the law of God. And the law of God was love God, love neighbor. It doesn't say, pick out your neighbors and judge them. He says, no, love them.
How do we adopt a more positive approach to life? How do we move out of the hellfire and damnation understanding that is so contrary to the law of love that Jesus gave us? Some of the problems of negativity have their roots in the Protestant Reformation.
For instance, in the United States, we have many churches. And one of my positions in the Air Force, I ran the chaplain school for the Air Force in the early 80s. And we had so many different things, and we used to have the Protestant chaplains each get up for 15 minutes and say, what do they believe in? And he had things like Holiness Church. And I remember asking one of the chaplains, I said, what do you mean by holiness? Well, the pastor of our holiness churches decide what are acts of holiness. And one of them, which we had a female chaplain, and she says, our pastor says wearing earrings, that's a forbidden thing, because that he declared is a holiness. Again, a negative thing, isn't it? And different churches. And so it's kind of the Christian in the United States, a Puritan background came over. Long services on Sunday. There are many, many jokes about this sort of thing where they had, the ushers would have a long pole with a rabbit's foot at the end of it or a tail. And they would go around, anybody sleeping, they would reach down and tickle their nose so they would awake to hear the word. But so much was that sort of thing, you know.
Father Ed continues.
It probably, maybe it was a reaction to the Catholic Church insofar as we had indulgences. You did wrong, you could get an indulgence and get 300 days or whatever it was. And maybe that was the reaction to it. I don't know. But, I mean, I think that had something to do with it. Because it was definitely looking down on people, you know, who were immoral or stole. Well, you know, we know this to be. And even to this day, it's so ironic because we want purity of everything in our politicians. And, you know, it's not, they're human beings too. They don't all of a sudden, because they got more votes, all of a sudden become lily white and they think logically, honestly, they have moral integrity overnight. Because if that were the case, we'd all want to get voted in, wouldn't we, in this life alone.
We have many opportunities to be positive.
But I think each of us, there's so many opportunities to be positive about things. Sure, from my perspective, I'm pushing 80, so I can maybe talk this way. But I think, you know, I've lived in the world, and I've lived without, you know, in the hinterlands of Korea and Taiwan and things. And in the Arctic, the same way. You wouldn't see another priest for months and on end. And so, you know, what you had, you brought with you. And I think the military also provided an example, because no matter what our national or ethnic backgrounds or religious backgrounds, we had to get along.
Perhaps this positive approach to our Christianity can be an example drawing others to Christ. Father Ed draws on his experience with the military.
And ironically, too, the touchstone of the chaplaincy in the military is no sheep stealing. In other words, if somebody was not Catholic, you were not supposed to go and try to get them to your persuasion. And this is something we had to work on very hard, because especially people of evangelical bents, and we should be too as Catholics, evangelical. But, you know, leave people there. If our example draws them to us, that's something else. But not to go there, and as I had experience in hospital work, where people would come into intensive care, people were dying there, and they would be asked, were you baptized in the Lord in the Spirit this way? Well, no, I'm Catholic. I was just baptized with water. Are you sure of your salvation? Things like this. Well, that's so inane, but unjust and uncharitable to upset people the day before they're going to meet their Creator. Because all of a sudden you think that you have the big key to get into heaven. And to do that to somebody is gross injustice. And so, you know, we have to take people where they're at. And you don't shake them and say, you got to do it this way or that way. Because by doing that, you are not really being a Christian. You're just bringing doubt to somebody already who has at least some idea where God is. Now, your example has to draw, not your condemnation or your heavy hand.